Welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is update number 91. Oh, I got nothing. This podcast is designed to keep people who know me, Andrew Woolner, up to date about what is going on for me artistically. Some life updates might get rolled into that because sometimes my updates need context. So if you know me, hi, you're welcome. You're welcome to listen. You also don't need to. I'm not gonna try to hard sell you on this. But yeah, stick around if you want to hear about my life. If you don't know me, you're also welcome to listen. But I don't know why you're here. But anyway, that's a free world, technically speaking. Yeah, you might be missing some of the context that is my life, but you're welcome to listen. If you are just joining this update thingy for the first time, you might want to check out updates 1, 2, and 52. Those are going to bring you up to date on what I've been doing with my life over the last 20-some-odd years. I'd stick with those and advise against binging the whole series. I did not record it with the intention of people listening to a bunch of episodes in a row weekly. It's one thing to get the updates, but they go out of date so quickly and there's a lot of repetition because I don't assume that everybody's listening to every installment. So yeah, you can dip in and dip out, but do not listen to a bunch of them in a row. It'll be hard. I just want to flag that, yes, I'm still behind and I'm aware I'm still behind on these updates. I'm still 1 week behind. Excuse me. I had to subdue a hiccup. Yeah. So I got nothing this week. My focus has been on looking for paid work. I'm coming to the conclusion that I may have to retrain in another field that leverages some of my skills. Yeah, it's one of those things that things were looking up just before the pandemic hit. And I've been in, I guess, fantasy land ever since then, thinking that I'll get back to that point where everything was just starting to roll. And I cannot get momentum on the photography. I cannot get momentum on, you know, any kind of like IT consulting. I can't get momentum on teaching theater. Yeah. So I've been looking for stuff. Tech support positions exist, which is, you know, what my skill set, I guess, is my IT skill set is best suited for, sort of essentially IT administrative kind of stuff. But the stuff that is actually in my wheelhouse that doesn't require coding skills or scripting skills or specific software skills, like Salesforce or stuff like that, is, and even some of the stuff that does, these positions exist, but they're crap, right? If I took one of those, I'd be working 40 hours a week and I would be getting paid at most what I was making when I was doing that and my first entry-level IT job in Toronto. And that was 21 years ago. Yeah, it's sobering. It's sobering. So I've been looking at, I have a friend of mine retrained recently and learned coding. Personally, I think that's a dead end because I think large language models will be algorithms, sort of colloquially referred to as AI, although they're not technically artificial intelligence, and I don't like calling them that. But they can do a lot of the sort of base level coding, scripting now. So I don't think that's viable. And I'm not, to be honest, super interested in that either. My brain kind of melts when I try to do programming. It always has, even back when I thought it was cool. So I'm thinking about a few things, but the top of the list right now is project management, because it's closest to what I do now as an artistic director. And there are such things as part-time project managers, and maybe in the future that could get me in to a position within an arts organization, which I can eventually leverage to doing art again. But that's the thing, is that once you get into these sort of administrative positions, I think you might get kind of stuck. So I don't know. I don't know. It's been a sobering couple of weeks while I've been thinking about this since the last time I recorded. And you can hear it in my voice. I'm not happy. I'm not happy. Here are the updates for this week. YTG, nothing. I got nothing. Just waiting on stuff. Same with the Yesterday Project. Just waiting. And feeling guilty whenever I use time on any of this stuff, because it's time I could be spent looking for something that pays. Nerd Night is, next one is November 15th. tokyo.nerdnight.com. N-I-T-E is how you spell night in that address. I keep saying the link will be in the show notes, but actually I realize the show notes have been truncated. So I will try to fix that this week and actually have that appear in the show notes. Photography, that corporate shoot, they have not gotten back to me since the last time I recorded, actually. Since the end of last week, last time I heard from them, I think was Wednesday. No word from the client. So I'm initiating the billing cycle. Right, I'm sending the invoice off, because I'm not going to not get paid just because they can't get back to me. I have done work. I've done 5.5 hours of editing. I did 3 hours of shooting, sort of 2.5 hours of scouting and setup. Like, I need to get paid. I paid to go to the site, hauled my stuff. I need to get paid. I'm not waiting until they get their thumbs out of their asses. Anyway, I'm sorry. This has nothing to do with art stuff. This is just business crap. But Yamanashi Photos. Last week, I told you that the Yamanashi Photos day one are up on the Art Hub page. And day two is actually now up. I will be posting day three and day four soon. I'm just sort of trying not to do it too much, because it's a lot of... Basically, every time I post something on the website... anyone who's on the mailing list gets an update. So I try to do these so that there's not too many in a week, because I don't want people to unsubscribe. So yeah. And I haven't posted the corporate ones that I said I was going to yet, because I just, for the same reason, I don't want too much going out at once. Right. And the sustainability project, which is my only hope to continue working on these projects and support my family. That I've done some timed writing on that in terms of the reboot of that. And I will be working with my dear friend Aaron next week on how to retool that and how to present it, because obviously the last version of that did not capture people's imaginations. And I, on some level, I think may have even captured a bit of resentment. So I need to rework that. Yeah, so that's it. I hope you've had a better week than me. Although that's hard also. I mean, the other reason I'm feeling like crap is because of what's happened with the American elections. And maybe that should have been... I should have said that up top. I don't know. I feel like we're living in a rough timeline. And the future's uncertain. And now more than ever, I really would like an eco-socialist revolution. I could really go for one of those right now. I would like to live somewhere in a society that values art and shares my values that art should be free, but artists should be paid. And that's where I am. Sorry, it's a bummer. Take care of yourselves. And I'll catch you next week. Andrew out.